Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 117 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and this is our introduction to body hardening exercises. Yes, exercises that make your body hard. Listen, if we get dragged down into every juvenile potential double entendre on this page, we're going to be here a whole lot longer than 5 minutes. So I'm just going to try to pass over them gracefully. And if you want to chuckle at them at home, feel free to pause the podcast and get it out of your system, because I'm leaving for England in, 10 minutes here. And I don't have time for that shit. Body hardening exercises are basically jackass for martial artists. Everything on this page is basically a stupid thing you can do to your body just to say you did it. Speaking as we were of adolescence, there is something adolescent about the approach to the human body on this page. An example would be stone ox technique. It is the ultimate body hardening exercise, which you engage in by sitting under waterfalls, taking punches and kicks from students, and chopping outrageous amounts of wood. Essentially, this is the martial arts exercise for douchebags who want to low-key show off their abs. You just sit there under a waterfall, waiting for somebody to walk by, and then when they walk by, you're like, okay, close my eyes, like I'm meditating. And they're like, that waterfall is going to kill you. You're like, what? Oh, no big. I'm doing body hardening exercises. I have to sit under this waterfall lots of hours every day. I actually don't really feel it pounding down on me. My body's too hard at this point. And then later when you're eating at the temple, you're just sauntering up to the other students and being like, excuse me, I'm actually doing stone ox right now. So I wondered if you would want to like, and then you pull up your shirt, punch me in my abs. Just go ahead and like punch me hard and don't worry about hurting me. I've been doing stone ox. My body's really hard. You can punch me as hard as you can in the abs. If you continue to show off your rock hard abs to all these young and impressionable students, they may have to go engage in Kangeko, the body hardening exercise that involves taking ice cold showers, which will eventually allow you to endure extreme temperatures. And that's well and good. But what's the point of getting so goddamn hard if you're not going to see some action? If you're ready for your first foray, then may I suggest Kanshu, the development of the penetration hand. Yes, the penetration hand. This exercise involves hitting hard objects, plunging your hand into barrels of rice, then sand, then pebbles. This will toughen your hand enormously. This is one you might pick up early in your career as a young martial artist. You know, it's not the sort of thing I do a lot of anymore as a grown man. But man, when you're in your late teens, that penetration hand is key. Of course, once you get into some full contact stuff with a partner, get into some full contact, high stakes stuff, then you might want to go to Chagi, which is an exercise to build up your flexibility until you can do the splits. Chagi also gives you a bonus to speed, I guess, because of the leg connection. So it kind of makes you the total package. If you're looking for some fast girls who can get their legs behind their heads, look no further than a martial arts monastery that teaches Chagi. Or, you know what, if you don't want to leave the comfort of your own temple, if you're not ready to get into any kind of partner practice, you could just stick around home and learn wrist hardening. These are special exercises that build up the strength of your wrists immensely. This is the kind of perk you get for playing a dedicated martial artist. While the worldly martial artist is out going to rock shows, riding motorcycles, you're at home, alone in your room, working on that wrist strength. The more boring body hardening exercises on this page are Dam Sum Sing, which is a practice where you and another student repeatedly strike each other at full strength. Qi Gung, which involves hardening your skin against blades and fire. And Shochu Geiko, where you engage in the extremely safe and wise practice of doing hard training unprotected by clothing under a blistering sun. The moral of the story is if you abuse your body, it will make you stronger. So if that's what you're into, self-abuse away and may your body be ever hard. But I find it to be the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time when we transition from goofy body stuff to goofy mind stuff on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.